shape of the IANA function that will be presented this afternoon at the open session. If we look at our publications per category, we of course have produced most reports lately on DNS security, but we also produce reports related to DNS abuse, and now we are with SAC 65 and also the IAM work partner that we have, we are probably going to increase the amount of work we do in that area. Internationalized domain names and also Whois. Whois, which of course is a long-standing item, and Jim Galving here to my right is a person that inside ESSEC is trying to keep track of everything which has to do with Whois registration data and such items. So if you have any question in that area, please talk to Jim. Is there any questions on this general description of ESSEC? So let's move on to then SAC 64 Advisor on DNS Search List Processing. In this report, ESSEC examines how current operating systems and applications process search lists. And what we are looking at is whether various applications do the same thing, because if there is discrepancies between how search lists are applied, then of course when you type in or when you use the same thing that looks like a domain name in two different applications, two different operating systems, will result in different DNS lookups, and because of that might end up resulting in different results. So we look at security and stability implications with both different search list behaviors and also the fact that the search list behaviors are different. We also propose a straw man to improve the processing. So if we look at what search list processing is, it is that if you have a search list of some domain 1.com, some domain 2.com, and the user types system into the browser's search box, the operating system would try system.sumdomain1.com, system.sumdomain2.com, and system in some order. And some even try www.system.sumdomain1.com and www.system.sumdomain2.com and www.system. So it's actually quite bad. So we looked at the fact that there is non-standardization of search lists, which we have categorized the various behaviors, and they range everything from not applying search list behavior at all to prepend www to the original queue name or the string or some kind of string that is used as a search term to the default search engine. And once again, the fact that this is non-standardized is not very good, specifically in combination of introduction of new TLDs, which I will come back to. Given that this is happening, we have been looking at the issue with query leakage and privacy issues, and not only is it the case that the query itself might go to places and resolvers where the query would not go, it's also the case that if it is the case that the query actually results in a response, in that case, applications might try to connect to whatever the OR data was in that response to that IP address or similar, depending on what resource record type was queried for. This, in turn, might imply that the application actually is leaking data to whoever intentionally or unintentionally did set up something on that specific domain name. It's important to remember that the protocols we use on the internet are not only HTTP. And depending on what protocol it is, the protocols do send different kind of data before it even discovers that it has connected to the wrong host. So even in the first sort of batch of UDP or TCP data, it might be the case that the client is sending which one could say is too much data. For example, in HTTP, even the first request might include cookies, and which in turn include privacy information. So how come this is so difficult at this specific moment? Well, of course, it has to do with the fact that we now introduce new top-level domains. And we have already before been looking at the digital data, the queries to the root servers, which is one of many different kind of data sets one could look at. And we have updated the data that we have in ESSEC that we fetch from the digital. And we see that in 2013, digital data, which is in red, there is even there's a large increase in queries for top-level domains, which are not yet allocated. For example, home and corp, which are two of the applications. If we look at the logarithmic y-axis instead, which is better for some kind of depending on what data you would like to have out of the graph. Previous one was linear y-axis. This is logarithmic. So the actual problem has to do with the fact that search list processing starts with the whatever domain name was typed in or configured or what people were looking for, www.corp. This is one way of doing it. And the whole search list processing relies on getting back NX domain, which means that the data queried for does not exist in DNS. So this is one example where it starts with www.corp and then it adds the whatever is in the search list and tries various different kind of queries until it queries for www.corp.example.com, even though what was typed in this case was www.corp. If you have a look at the first line and then you see that is the query and the second line is the response, you see that if it is the case that we actually allocate the TLD corp and someone registers the domain name www and in that domain have an A record for www.corp, then the response on line number 2 will no longer be an NX domain. It will instead return an IP address. And that IP address will stop the search list processing and the IP address is handed over to the application, which is going to do whatever it's supposed to do. So that's a very simple, the simplest case of explanation what kind of problem might occur. So the Stroman proposal is first of all that the search list should not be generated automatically. There are some cases in operating systems and applications where the host name of the whatever is connected to the internet, of the box itself, the host name, including the domain name of the host name, the fully qualified domain name of the local host. From that, a search list is derived, and we recommend against that. If search lists are to be used at all, that should be explicitly configured, and this includes DHCP servers and whatnot. And then we have two rules which are complementary. We say that unqualified single-level domain names are never to be queried directly. And this is something that is continuation of earlier ESSEC advice that there should not be any A records or such at the apex of a TLD. So if it is the case you have a token that is a single label domain name, one should always apply search lists and never issue DNS query with just that single label. On the other hand, the last rule, if it is the case that you have a multi-label domain name, then search lists should never be applied. So our proposed Stroman proposal is that given a domain name, it should be known and well specified whether search lists should be applied or not to that domain name. So the recommendations include that ESSEC invites SO and AC's IETF and DNS operations community to consider our Stroman proposal. We recommend ICANN staff to work with DNS community and the IETF to encourage standardization of search list processing behavior. And what we mean is that the existing RFC that talks about search list processing is A, not clear enough, and B,